are listening to Hey, Let's Get Real with Mallory Lauren. Have you ever had to do whatever it takes to support your family? I was working overnights and getting home when everyone was waking up for the day. I watched my youngest during the day while my oldest was at school and my fiancé was at work. I would sleep around 5 to 6 hours a day if I was lucky. I was tired and knew something had to change. That's when I decided to do the research and learn how I could work from home. Let's fast forward to today, where I'm speaking to successful female entrepreneurs about all things business, family, and life. So grab a seat while we share our stories, and hey, let's get real. Before you check out today's episode, make sure you listen to the last episode where I spoke with Sarah Kahn about how she went all in on creating her business on her own terms. On today's episode, I am speaking with Solma Bernice. Solma means full of life, and she intentionally lives a life that resonates with her name. During her 20s, Solma experienced chronic pain in the form of fibromyalgia and eventually diagnosed with lupus. 10 years later, she is medically lupus and chronic pain-free. She credits alternative medicine changing her mindset about the process of disease and living a holistic and intentional lifestyle with her restored health. Solma is an entrepreneur, motivational TED speaker, holistic practitioner, influencer, author, life and health coach, and more recently a pioneer in a holistic leadership coaching and holistic marketing. Welcome, Solma. I'm so happy you are here. Why don't you tell us a little about what you do?
Hello, Mallory. Thank you for having me. I am very happy to be here. A little bit of what I do. I do a bit of different things, but they are all related to each other. I am a holistic practitioner, a life coach, and an entrepreneur. And I use my knowledge, skill, experience, and innate gift, because we all have our own very special gifts, to motivate and help others, not only through my own journey, my own experience with health, but also to help them facilitate a connection within themselves and a belief that we all already have everything we need to not only be happy, but also to stay healthy and to attain anything we want, any goal we set ourselves to, that we are able to remove the blocks or the struggles or the hardships that may come with goal setting, because they will happen. And so that's what I do. I want everyone to know that we all are capable of reaching our goals and be happy as well.
That is amazing. Mindset is so important to be able to keep yourself moving in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Now is my favorite time on the show, where it's time to get real. Tell me about a struggle that you've had and how you have overcome it.
There's been a few, but the one that I would love to share today is about boundaries, how to set boundaries and to make it a daily practice. Like you mentioned, you know, mindset is very, very important, because what we believe we will be, what we believe we are, we will become. So if boundaries are not set for us, as far as who we are, what we believe, where we've been, where we're planning to go, those lines are very blurred, and our past can then affect our present, therefore our future. So in talking about time, that's the best illustration I can give, but then energetically as well, if we don't set those boundaries energetically, we can get tired, we're depleted, and all of those things will affect the quality of life that we have and the quality of effort that we're putting into reaching our goals. So for me, learning that and putting it into practice every single day has been very, very important, because I am an empath. I am a person who will see someone struggle or have a problem or be in pain, and I immediately want to help them. I want to solve it for them, because I am, to a certain degree, feeling it. And, you know, I want to help. And so I'll jump on that wagon really quick. And so learning even boundaries, how to set boundaries within my own range of emotions, knowing what I can take on, what I shouldn't take on, what I take on should be that I can actually help and facilitate that being with, versus, you know, taking it all up on myself, because it doesn't work like that. And if I don't have those boundaries as a life coach, as, you know, a practitioner, as an entrepreneur, because everything will come back to us. Everything we do will come back to us somehow. So boundaries help, knowing just like how far is far enough, you know, how far can I go within this situation or with this client, or what it is that they need. It's just a beautiful thing to be able to have set boundaries. And then what I really love is the fact that, you know, you're not setting these boundaries with, you know, walls or like that. You just know them. They're energetic boundaries. So can your boundaries change according to how you progress, how you grow, how you learn? Absolutely. You can, you know, change all of those as you go. But having them, at least having a very set boundary that comes from your principles, your integrity, your faith, all of those beautiful things that really help us function under love, the emotion of love, then everything will just, you know, ripple from that. After that, you'll have another line of boundaries that will, you can be able to move according to what you need. And it's beautiful, because if you just think of boundaries like this wall or this just line that's not, you know, that no one can penetrate, that it's not flexible or it can't change, then we become hard within ourselves as well, right? And we don't want that. We want to be able to be approachable, and all of those things are going to build on who we are, what we do, and what we attract to ourselves. So that's why I love boundaries.
Yes, that's so important.
It was great speaking with you today, Zulma. Thank you for coming on and sharing with us. Don't forget to come back for the next episode, where I speak with Laura Kiebart about how she changed her mindset to overcome fear in her business. If you like this podcast and would like to hear more, please subscribe and leave me a review and rating. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Hey, Let's Get Real.